Parshas Metzeda Shishi. Ve'ish kiseitzim medashich vazara, a man from there's a discharge of semen. Rahas v'mayim is called psori v'tami ad ha'arav. He shall immerse all his flesh in water, and he shall remain unclean until the evening. Cholvedi v'chol'ir asher yeh alav shich vazara v'chubas v'mayim v'tami ad ha'arav. Any garment and any leather which has semen on it shall be immersed in water, and shall remain unclean until evening. Ve'isha a woman with whom a man had relations, or by there was a discharge of semen, shall immerse in water, shall remain unclean until evening. So there's a melech that the woman becomes defiled through bia. And the reason is not this, that she came into contact with zara. Because this constitutes something hidden, contact with hidden parts of the body, which is not metame. Pasuk Yutes Veisha Kesia Zava Dam Yia Zevi B'Sara Shirasel Mtiya Benidasa V'Chal Negeya Ba Itma Adarv. If a woman has a discharge, her flesh discharging blood, she shall remain in her state of nida separation for 7 days. Whoever touches her shall become tummy until evening. So Rashi can see Zoba Yochol Mechan Mikolavira. You would think this means from any of her organs. Tamalim Rabbi Gil says Makir Demel. Therefore, the Torah says she receives the fountain of her blood. Ain't that matam ilat boven amakir? It has to come from her womb. That's what it means, makir, fountain, her womb. Dam Yia Zoba Bustare in Zeva the Haru Zeva Tami Elim Kenu Adim. A woman's discharge is not called tummy unless it's actually red. Tata says, and chase him from the world. She is separated from contact with any man. Even if she only saw the first sighting. Wherever she lies on during nida separation, she shall be unclean. And whatever she sits on, she shall become unclean. Anyone who touches her bedding shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in the water, and he shall remain unclean until evening. Anyone who touches any object upon which she will sit shall immerse his garments and immerse himself in the water. It shall remain unclean until evening. Imala Mishkav Eala Kliya Shirhu Yisherves Alav Benogel Ba Yitvan Arav. And if he is on the bedding or on the object upon which she is sitting, when he touches it, he becomes unclean until evening. So Rashi Imala Mishkavu Hashicha Yishva Mishkav Eala Mishkav Eala Fil Benogel Ba Afu Vidam Vidas Tuma Amur Vimikra Elian Shetan Gibis Pagodim. Someone who lies or sits upon her bedding or upon her seat, even if he does not touch it, this person is nevertheless also including the halachas of Tumah stated in the previous state, and he requires mikveh of his garments. Alakil l'rabbis al-amerika, this comes to include riding gear. B'dagabay enim b'dar b'el al-amerkovash, and Abba Malakli, this refers exclusively to riding gear, which is included by the words Alakli. Another itemani touches it becomes unclean. Ve'in ton kibus begodim does not require immersion of garments. Sharmerker ve'in magen matam be'adam matam begodim. Touching unclean running gear does not defile people to defile their garments. Chazal ve'im shacham yishav isha aisa atiya nedesa alav. Tama shu asav v'chol amishkav asher yishav alav itemar. A person, a man who has relations with her. Her nida shall be upon him, and he shall be unclean for 7 days, and any bedding he lies upon shall become unclean. So Rashi Tani Dasa Alam, Yochi Al-Lagla, one would think that he follows in her footsteps. If he had relations with her on the 5th day of her nida, he too will be unclean for 3 days, like her. That's what the Torah says, and he shall be unclean for 7 days. Matam Limra Tiyah Nidasa Alam, what does the Tani mean by saying? Say this love my imitama adam kli chedes. Maybe it's the same halacha of her uncleanliness that she defiles chedes. אף הוא מטעם מקליחס, אותו עושה זונם, היז מטעם עבר קליחס. איש כי יוזב זאב דום היום רבים, ולא יעס נדעסה, איקי סזב על נדעסה, כל ימי זאב תמוסה, כמי נדעסה תהיה תמרי, and a woman whose blood flows for many days outside of the time of her nida, or she may discharge after her nida time, then all the days she has her unclean discharge, she shall be unclean, just the days of her menstrual separation. How much is that? 3 days. In other words, after she also, she must remain nidasa, after the 7 days of her nida passed. These 3 days are the same. Mufling means that's the Yemechon, separated from the period of her menstruation for 1 day. Ayi Zova. Zehi Zova, this is a Zova. But the Chorus of Parsha Zo. Is Allah has decreed this passage. So, like it as a Nida. All of the Allah has a Nida. She says, to Una, Suda Shuras, the King of Karban. This requires the Suda Shuras, the King of Karban. Anida, and it's Una, Suda Shuras, the King. However, Anita does not need that. El Shuras Yom Tibin Dasabin, Rehavin Shereya, it's only 7 days of Shasta week. Those are parts of the Alif Yayim bin Nisay Nidil, the Tulas Nidish, the College Flesher, the Tulfer, the Tir, the Racha, the Sir, Yayim Alatia Zaba. The Chum expounded that between the end of one period of Nidat and the beginning of the next, there's an 11-day interval, so that if during these 11 days, she has an issue of blood for 3 consecutive days, she becomes a Zaba. Any bedding upon which she lies during all the time of her discharge are the same uncleanliness for her as the bedding of her nida. Any object upon which she will sit, she shall become unclean like her nida. Anyone who touches them shall become unclean. He shall go to mikveh. She shall immerse his garments and immerse in the water, and he shall remain unclean until the evening. And if she becomes clean or discharged, she has to count another 7 days.